It's Tuesday, June 25th, 2019, and welcome to the Random Podcast. I have a bonus episode for you today because I was listening to another podcast I listened to called All Things Radio, but it was also broadcasted on the Coffee Club as well. It was demonstrated on the Coffee Club. I, however, won't be able to demonstrate this app, but I can tell you about it, which is why this is going to be a shorter podcast today. But before that, I'm going to tell you how my birthday went, as I didn't tell you on the last episode. I promised you that, and I did not. So, all in all, it was a great birthday. It was this past Saturday, and it was awesome. The birthday weekend itself was amazing. Give you fair warning, my watch is gonna go off in a few minutes, but as you listen, it is not gonna be the time that will currently come up as far as the top of the hour is concerned, but anyway, as I said, my birthday was good. I guess I can say that my birthday weekend was amazing. Sunday, I actually went to go eat at my auntie's house, and it was amazing. Of course, my cousin Diamond fixed me some mashed potatoes because that was about all I could eat because of the problems I'm having. So I don't want to go into detail on that. So, yeah. Alright, so let's get to the topic at hand, which is the app that I just got on my iPad. It's called News On. Now, what News On is that it... excuse me. News On is an app that allows you to listen to all of your newscasts, meaning all of your TV stations that do newscasts, all in one place. That way you don't have to keep going to each and every one of your individual TV stations' news apps, because most of those are so complicated. They're inaccessible to figure out a way to get to the streaming newscasts. Channel 3's here. Now, I'm in Cleveland, so Channel 3's is a little easy, but you're like, okay, what about Channel 5? What about Channel 8? Which, by the way, Channel 5 and or Channel 8 is not on News On. I think they might work on getting that. However, Channel 3 is, our Channel 3 is, and our Channel 19 is. But Channel 5 and Channel 8 is not. Channel 3 is WKYC. Channel 19 is WOIO. Now, you will see if you do get a chance to look at our WOIO. I think you might be able to see the CW43's newscast at 10 o'clock. And that's 10 o'clock Eastern. So, explaining more about News On, again, as I said, it's a way to watch your newscasts, and it's awesome. So if you're a news junkie like some of us are, we're not just radio station fanatics, but if you're a news junkie like some of us are, then you'll love News On. This app is accessible for the blind and visually impaired on the iPhone, iPad, and iPod Touch. Android does also have it. I forgot to include that in the description, but Android does have it, so you can download that at the Google Play Store, of course. And it's accessible for both, I believe. But we know that the iOS app is definitely accessible, so I'm not sure about Android users, but you'll have to take a look at that. Now, there are different things you can do. When you double tap while you're watching, I didn't include this in the description either, but when you double tap on the station during the video, if you're on the Apple, iPhone, iPad, iPod Touch devices, you do have to do a two-finger flick to down, I think it is. Two-finger flick up. Excuse me. A two-finger flick up. That is the way to get to the close button. When you get to the close button, you have to get to it within a certain amount of time. I don't know what that amount of time is. I think it's like 5 seconds or so, maybe six. But you do have to double tap on the close button to come out of the station. And you can hit your back button to go back to the live news icon. Now, this is interesting. It shows if you enable your location, the closest live news stations that are nearest to you. And so I like that. I saw that some of the Pittsburgh ones were there. Charleston's there, WCHS. Out of the ones in West Virginia, WCHS and WVAH are there, as far as the two Virginias are concerned. So, never thought to look at Roanoke. I'm pretty sure that WSLS is there, and that's Virginia. So I'm pretty sure that WSLS is there, WJB, whatever the call letters are. I really forgot some of the Roanoke. I forgot the Roanoke market that quickly. I really did. But it's a good app. It's a really good app. Also, if you like the station, if you like the newscast to that station, you can add it to your favorites. And by adding it to your favorites, you can actually get to your station a little more quickly by going to your More tab, double-tapping on that, if you're a blind user. If you're a sighted user, you can just tap on the More tab, and you'll be able to get to your favorites, if you've added any, quickly. So, yeah, so I think this app is only available in Canada, or no, I'm sorry. I think this app is only available in the U.S. App Store. I'm not so sure about Canada. So check your country's App Store for a little more information on that to see if it is. Check your country or your region and see if it's available. And that's all I have for the app. I wished I could demonstrate it, but I can't. So, because if I try to demonstrate it, then I'm going to come out of the recording here on Anchor, and it's not going to be pretty. But anyway, if you like what you heard about the app, if you want to get it, go to your App Store or your Google Play Store in your country and see if it's available. When you do get the app and you've explored everything, if you like it, or if you even have any questions about it, send me a voice message here on Anchor, and you'll be able to do that. You'll be able to get an answer from me. Or you can email me at dj.benz_304@icloud.com. That's dj.benz, as in Mercedes-Benz, B-E-N-Z, _304@icloud.com. Or, if you prefer even to ask the questions, you can follow me on Twitter. I'm at djdevenir216. That's at DJDevenir216, and I will be able to get to your questions. That way you can tweet me or direct message me if you follow me. So, yes, that's it. Told you it was going to be a very, very, very short podcast. Yeah. Hope all of you enjoyed it. And I will currently we will be at 10 minutes, so I will See you later. Stay G'd up. Oh, I forgot to tell you guys. This app is also available for Roku devices, along with Fire Stick, also known as Fire TV, and, just Roku and Fire TV. However, those apps are not accessible. So, I wouldn't advise you to get those apps unless you're sighted. Then that's fine. But for us blind people, the Roku and the Fire TV apps are not accessible at all. Just a little thing on that, but the iOS and Android apps are. So, yeah. Catch you later. Stay G'd up.